Got an early morning guest here on the WIB Wake Up Show, Mark, Caleb, and Hillary, WWIB and WIB.com. Good morning from Appleton to Lee Snodgrass, Director of Communication and Customer Care for Girl Scouts of Northwest Great Lakes. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for talking to us. I understand the Girl Scout cookie sale gets going on Friday. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It's everybody's favorite time of year. Friday, January 18th, Girl Scout cookies are officially on sale in your area.
Why is the program so important to the Girl Scouts?
Well, it's obviously, morning voice, it's obviously our largest fundraiser of the year, and a lot of people don't realize that it's not just a fundraiser for our council and the programming work that we do for Girl Scouts, it's a fundraiser for girls and their troops as well. Girls can earn what we call cookie dough that they can use and they can spend on Girl Scout programs and camps. And then we also have troops that earn incentives, and they can do a lot of the great things that the troops are doing in your community.
Great. That's awesome. Now, this year, you have some new innovative cookies. Tell us about those.
We do. So every once in a while, the baker introduces a new Girl Scout cookie, and this year it is a gluten-free cookie called Caramel Chocolate Trip, and it's a salted caramel cookie, so it's really, really yummy.
Sounds good.
That sounds awesome. And a great gluten-free option. You know, a lot of those intolerances are on the rise, so fantastic that you guys are reaching out to those people. What else do you have?
Well, we have everybody's favorite. It's still the number one selling cookie in the country, even though it's only available certain times of the year. The Thin Mints, of course, followed quickly by Caramel Delights. They're a really good next runner-up. People really like those Caramel Delights. And then after that, we usually sell a lot of the peanut butter patties, which are the chocolate sandwich ones that have the chocolate on the outside, or the outside, and then the peanut butter on the inside.
Awesome.
Lee, tell us about digital cookies. Some people might not know that actually moving into the digital age this is the fourth year, I believe, you actually have cookie sales available online, correct?
Yeah, that digital cookie is really neat. It's like sort of the next wave of skills for girls to use. They get to use digital marketing, and it's safe because it requires girls to set up their own website, and we give them the tools to do that, and then they can send a link to their friends and family and relatives out of town, and they can get credit for that cookie sale, even if maybe it's a grandma in Florida or it's an aunt and uncle out in the East Coast. They can send them their cookie website, and they can, you know, make the pitch, and they can sell those Girl Scout cookies online.
What do all the proceeds go toward?
The proceeds go through all sorts of things. One of the things that we always talk about is how the cookie crumbles, and we talk about how many boxes of Girl Scout cookies it takes to do some of the things that we do. And we actually have a graphic that says you have to sell 123,526 boxes to maintain safe and up-to-date camp properties for girls. So we invest it back in our operations, whether it be supporting camp or providing financial aid to every girl who wants to be a Girl Scout. No girl is turned away. And then the girls themselves, they do goal setting with those five skills with their troop. And girls will do everything from take an amazing trip. We've had girls go out west. We've had girls go to New York. And sometimes they're just saving for like a local community service project. We have a lot of girls who invest back into their community, whether it be, you know, a soup kitchen or investing in blankets for people in a cancer center. There's all sorts of really great things that Girl Scouts are doing.
Lee Snodgrass, Director of Communication and Customer Care for Girl Scouts of the Northwest Great Lakes. Again, Girl Scout door-to-door cookie sales begin on Friday. Thank you so much, Lee. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me, and enjoy those cookies.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lee.
They're $4 a box, $5 for a bag of the new gluten-free caramel chocolate chip cookie. Delish.
I'm already thinking Thin Mints with a little ice cream, and it's not the greatest for my diet, but gotta help the Girl Scouts.
Kind of a cool story this morning. Over 30,000 young ladies from all around the world auditioning to play the starring role of Maria in Steven Spielberg's remake of the classic musical West Side Story.
30,000.
Over 30,000
applicants.
That's a lot
of competition.
Wow.
Yeah, after responding to a casting call for Latino and Latina actors a year ago, January 2018. And so the decision's been made, and guess what? They're not going with a Hollywood starlet, but how about a 17-year-old New Jersey high schooler? But once you hear her sing, you're going to understand why. Here's Rachel Zegler.
She's 17?
Wow.
Yes. She could go on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
American Idol, The Voice, yeah.
She sings all right.
She's got game.
She's got some good pipes. Wow.
Impressive.
That is. I didn't even know they were making this
There have been some criticism, even folks who were in the original 1961 mm-hmm. movie, that they had other folks playing what are typically supposed to be Latino roles.
Sure.
So this time around, they're going to do it right.
And, wow.
Yeah. She sang part of a song that was posted on Twitter last December, retweeted more than 81,000 times.
So wow.
She's garnered some attention for her.
She has. But I can't wait to see it. I love me a musical. I love musicals.
As a proud dad, can I say my son just got himself the role as the lead villain in an upcoming musical at Eau Claire North. I think it's called The Imaginary, something like that. It's a brand new musical, but he's going to be the headmaster.
That's awesome. Will you let us know what it is? I would love to
I think it's going
to
be in April.
I would love to go see
Congratulations,
that.
Dawson. That's no small feat.
You were saying something about a musical in the Baron
Newsies,
Rice Lake area.
Yes. Newsies, North Star Theater.
That's a
they
fun
need
one.
They need dudes.
Come on, guys. Audition. So you hear about state dinners and some of these really swanky meals that they have, right, at the White House. And when sports team, and with President Trump, I mean, some sports teams have chosen to not go. Others have gone. I think the Eagles, after they won the Super Bowl, they went.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe Golden State didn't. Okay, with the NBA. Well, President Trump yesterday treated the college football champion Clemson Tigers to a meal to fast food.
Yeah. And I've seen some pictures of this. This wasn't just like a burger apiece. I mean, this was a lot.
They got some food. Yeah. Now, there are some questions like, was this because of the government the partial government shutdown that they went this direction? But the team visited yesterday. It was very shortly after winning the title, right? It's about a week later.
Yeah.
And they were presented with a spread of Big Macs, Whoppers, French fries, and pizza.
That's okay. So is it the government shutdown? This sounds like a college student's dream meal.
Right, yeah,
it's probably what they eat on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So serve them what they're comfortable.
How did you eat your way through Cedarville? Right. Did you have your share of that fast food?
Well, see, I was trying to budget wherever I could, so I ate in the cafeteria a lot. But if we did go out, we did a lot of Chipotle and things like that. But I do remember late night getting Hardee's one time after coming back from a Reliant K concert, actually, in Cincinnati. And we were trying to make it back before curfew because we had a curfew at midnight, I think it was. And the folks at Hardee's were handing my food. And I don't know if I fumbled or they fumbled, but it all splatted right between the car and the drive-thru window.
Ouch.
And they were kind enough to say, oh, we'll make it again. But they made it for us again and made us all late for curfew.
Oh,
so then we got in trouble.
That's funny.
So
see, I didn't. I was really broke in college. I didn't eat out a lot. I lived on like Lucky Charms and ramen.
Yum.
That was
together?
My... Well, no, not at the same time, but yeah, Lucky Charms and
you
ramen.
You learn some basic things out of you get some frozen pizza, some hamburger helper, you make spaghetti. So there you go.
You learn a lot in college. A lot of it's survival skills.
The president himself did say that the food choice was due to the continuing government shutdown. So,
oh, did he say that?
That's what he said.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Still sounds pretty good to me. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.